Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 20:30. The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. Man's cleansing agents work on the outside, but God's cleansing agents work on the inside. His agents provide remedies for America's haunting problems, and if used, will bring order and tranquility to its streets and neighborhoods. Many, however, do not like God's cleansing agents. God's ways have been examined and found wanting by experts, the self-enlightened or the each-other-enlightened. But praise the Lord, the Word of God is for God's people. We are not to expect the world to hold to God's ways, but we are to expect God's people to believe and hold to God's ways in spite of the contrary voices they may hear. By this proverb, God provides a corrective prescription for error in direction. Try driving a car without continual correction. Consistent correction in driving will be small, comfortable adjustments. Slight adjustments in direction will keep the car headed rightly without drastic corrective measures. But try inattention, laxness, or sleeping. What kind of correction will then be needed? Drastic, quick, short kind of choices will be necessary that cause the car to rebel against change. Choices will be required where pain may be in every option regardless of the choice. Jeremiah knew this when he prayed in Jeremiah 10:23 and 24. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Jeremiah asked the Lord for correction. How unusual, how meek. Knowing that the way of man is not in himself, his heart could give no answer. Jeremiah had a knowledge of the Holy One which brought understanding. By this understanding, he asked the Lord to correct him, but he also asked the correction be with judgment without anger. In this case, judgment means justice. Correction that is properly measured, not overcorrection, but the exact correction needed to go in the right direction. Try overcorrecting your car as you follow the speed limit on the interstate. You may cause the car to go out of control, even to tip over if you do not correct with judgment, with justice. So it is with the correction that we or our children need. The Lord knows me, and He knows exactly what correction will get the job done. As parents, we are given the proper tools to use when correcting, whether it be our word alone or with the rod, which the Hebrew word indicates is a shoot or a twig of a length suited to the age of the child. Correction may at times require gentle strokes of the rod, but at other times it may require severe strokes. God gives us authority to cause pain to the flesh of our children for the subjugation of the spirit. Sin and the results of sin are far greater than the affliction of blueness and stripes, which last but a little while. Is not the spirit eternal and the flesh temporal? Should not the temporal suffer for the benefit of the eternal? If pain to the flesh brings benefit to the spirit, then so be it, even to the blueness of the wound, even to the temporary tattoo of the stripes. God equips us with judgment. We are to be discerning in what correction is needed to aright the child who has fallen. Who is better equipped to do this than parents? We know the child's age. We know if we have been providing corrective adjustments in a consistent manner. If we know God, we know the way our child should go, and when we see him going in a contrary direction, correction is mandatory. If God has given you children, the case is closed as to whether you are to correct that child. The child has a fallen nature that cries out for correction, and you are the one to apply the correction and to decide how severe that correction should be, but only according to what God allows in His Word. We know if we have been neglectful in our correction. We know if severe adjustment or correction will be necessary to right the child to go the right way. Many times the need for drastic correction is our fault because we have not applied correction in a timely manner. But God knows our frame. He remembereth that we are but dust. He gives us the instruction that blueness of the wound is at times necessary for cleansing. He authorizes us to cause stripes on the outside of our children in order to cause a change on the inside. This great parental responsibility requires discernment, judgment, love, soberness, temperance, and patience with an absence of anger. Remember what Jeremiah prayed, O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Would you not honor this prayer if it came from your children? We must assume that it does, because God speaks in behalf of your children. Should we not be as mindful of our children's needs and cries as the Heavenly Father is of His?
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.